Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
Got you off guard, didn't I?
You did, yeah. I was looking out the window at all the traffic that's
we just got
on the superhighway. It is incredibly backed up.
We just got to our night park spot and it just had a terrible, terrible thunderstorm and rain coming down. Hope you're all doing good. It is audio edification time. Okay. You ready, Sister Amen?
I am.
Today, we traveled, got to a new town, and then we took some time. We actually took showers in the park. That was awesome. And we worked online. And then we did some witnessing. Some guys were playing basketball. I got to witness to some bunch of guys playing basketball. And then what did we do right after that, Sister Amen?
We flew signs.
Before the rain came.
Yeah, we went down to a busy corner that we know about, a place we could park. And we went down there and we flew some gospel signs.
So we're going to have a post on flying gospel signs. And we'll put that up tonight. That'll be on the top of the edification page. But what we really want to talk about today is this morning it broke my heart. Got up, and right behind our van, there was a young man laying on the curb, sitting on the curb by a hotel. And I went over and sat down and talked to him. Turns out he's a homeless drifter, high on drugs. And I got to talk to him. We actually put a witnessing post up. You can hear the audio of it. He didn't make a lot of sense. He was kind of incoherent. Not incoherent, but just not making sense. A lot of times there's drugs. He admitted drugs involved. There's all kinds of lighters laying around him. And also, I think there's magic, demonic involved. We're going to talk about that. But I was thankful I was there. I got to witness to him. He stuck a gospel card in his pocket. I said, read it when you're sober. My email's on there. Let me know I can help you. So I told Sister Amen, I said, we need to talk about this. The connection. Well, we're calling this one Drugs, Alcohol, the Devil, and Demons. We want to talk about the connection between addictions, alcohol, and drugs, and the devil and demons. What do you think, Sister Amen?
Well, I know for a fact the power that Satan can have over you with demons when you're outside of Christ.
Yeah.
And alcohol and drugs.
Drugs especially.
Definitely, oh yeah.
I would say,
when you weigh up.
Speaking from my past, I never did hard drugs or any drugs. I did alcohol, and I know alcohol is a depressant, and alcohol would take me into dark, dark places.
It can.
And I know drugs has other effects on people. And yeah, like I said, it
definitely
breaks my heart when I see these people. And so we just want to talk about that, how drugs, and Sister Amen and I can each meet with drugs, and Sister Amen can tell her own story about what she's gone through, but we see it in the people we minister to, how drugs and alcohol takes them into dark places when they're not sober. It affects them spiritually. And I guess we can't explain it fully, what happens in the spirit world, why there's that connection, but the Bible speaks of it. We're going to give you scripture verses. The Bible talks about being sober-minded. Like I said, alcohol darkens you. Drugs cause people to have visions, hysteria, get violent. The pagans, the Egyptians, the American Indians, and many cults all use drugs and magic. We'll give you some verses on that. Things like magic mushrooms where they see hallucinations and all this type of things. And people think they can fly and they jump off buildings and they do all kinds of supernatural things.
Yeah, and I can definitely attest to the power that Satan has over people while you're inebriated and when you're out of your mind. You think things that you never would. It is a strange world. Like you said, it's really hard to explain.
Yeah. Hard to know the connection between the physical, spiritual world and drugs, but it definitely is there. We're going to give you some verses on it. And what's really dangerous about this is not only the connection to the spirit world, but think of it, people on drugs often and alcohol kill themselves.
Satan
is the father of lies, and he's a murderer from the beginning. So he uses drugs and alcohol to get people to kill themselves and to kill others.
Hearing
voices.
Too. Oh yeah.
All these type of things. So
yeah, he has a lot of. It almost seems, well, obviously it would be safe to say this, right? He has a lot more power over you when you don't have your sound mind.
Yes, exactly. That's what the Bible says.
You don't have a sound mind without Christ anyway.
Yep. The Bible says be sober-minded, and you're certainly not sober when you're drunk or on drugs.
No.
And so again, as we minister to people in the drug world and alcohol and all that, we see, and no different today, almost everyone I talk to that's on drugs, they talk about the spirit world. They talk about darkness. They talk about hearing voices. They talk about seeing things. And we always say this, and it's very true. The people in the gutters are oftentimes closer to the spirit world than the modern pastor and the people in the pews. Now, sometimes, often, it's not the good spirit world, but they're more right. connected to a reality of the spirit world than the false religious people. They're closer. Many of them are closer to the kingdom of God.
Oh, I can definitely attest to that one, too. Yeah,
if they would turn from their drug use and sober up, they realize there is a spirit world. Come from the darkness, go into the light.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you some scripture verses. And I think Sister Amin has one. The first one we want to talk about is being on guard spiritually.
Ephesians 6:11-12. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, so that so wrestling against not physical things, but that the drugs and the alcohol weaken you and can be a door to open your life up to demonic spiritual things.
Yeah, and you know what? I just want to say, in that realm, there's a lot of, like, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yep.
It's insanity.
Yeah, there is. There is. I want to read Galatians 5:18-21. But if ye be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reviling, such of which I told you before, and as I've told you in past times, that them which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Witchcraft, drugs, sorcery, and magic.
Yeah. Was it my turn? Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah, your mind. Yeah. So the battle is in the mind, and that's where the spirit world battles. And Satan's battling for the minds to destroy people. And the Holy Spirit, if you call on him, will battle for your mind in Christ.
Yeah, and so as we are out here on the streets, we see a lot of people that are in that, what we're talking about. They're swearing, they're talking to themselves, they're cussing, they're swinging their arms around. They might look at you like they're really frightened.
This guy was talking to himself today a lot.
Oh, yeah, and I can attest to a lot of that. It's a frightening place to be.
Yep, darkness.
Yeah, without Christ, yeah.
And I think a lot of it is demon possession or demon influence.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
No doubt about it.
Yep. I think it's your turn.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I just threw that in there as a reminder, us saints, we're born of God, we're the temple of God. We should never introduce things that are going to alter our mind, things that are going to destroy our body, like drugs or too much alcohol. Drunkenness is a sin, not just alcohol, but our temples are God's, and we're supposed to, our temple is God's, and so we're supposed to protect it, and we're supposed to walk in sober-mindedness. I think we got some verses on that.
Yeah, that goes along with this, 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8.
1 Thess?
Yeah, I thought that's what I said.
Maybe no, I didn't hear you, 1 Thess.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Well, I make mistakes, so I don't know. 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8. Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
I love that. That reminds me of the verse where Jesus said, work while it's day, night's coming, when no man can work.
Yep.
So we want to be children of the light, and drugs and alcohol and that whole thing takes you into a darkness and an unsober mind. 1 Peter 5:8, we all know about this verse, but look how it starts out. Be sober.
Yeah.
Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he does. He
devours what drugs do.
You. He can get right in your mind and start devouring you there and then influence you, especially through drugs and alcohol and things like that. And it totally destroys your life bit by bit.
It does. These people, a lot of them are on meth. Their teeth are rotted and gone. They have sores all over them when I talk to them. They're dirty. I mean, it's just so sad to see God's creation destroyed. And that's what Satan wants to do. And he uses drugs and alcohol and sex and all kinds of sin. But he uses, like, pornography and homosexuality. He uses all these things to destroy the what could be the temple of God and to bring it to ruin. He's a murderer.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, as you're describing these people, how they degenerate through all this, what Satan does is he, little bits of this and that, takes you into a place that you seem like you're so far away from ever getting back to anything normal, so-called normal in society, that you keep going down in the hole. And like you're talking about suicide, people kill themselves because of it. They're so far away from anything that
takes
they would
you into
consider
darkness.
Normal. It does, yeah. And
when there's no light, all that's left is darkness.
Yeah, I know. I love the light so much. It's my turn, right?
Yeah, you got one more verse.
I got one more. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And I love this part right here. And of a sound mind.
Sound mind,
I have a sound mind today.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I love that.
Not,
I'm so thankful.
Not drunken, not altered by drugs, but a sober, sound mind is what God gives us.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, think about that. You might be dabbling with it if you're a seeker. Maybe you drink a little bit too much. Maybe you marijuana is a big deal now. People say, oh, just do it for casual. Think of all these things that are portals for demonic things to come into your life. Sorcery, magic, depression. We didn't talk about this. Depression,
can
be totally spiritual, and it's often brought in by people's drug use and breaking them down. And I have a final scripture verse. This is one of my favorite ones on this topic. Revelation 18, 23 and 24. And the light of the candle shall shine no more in all thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more in all thee. For thy merchants were a great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints, and all that were slain upon the earth. That word sorcery, it's pharmakia. It means drugs and magic arts. And we see drugs rampant. I once read a stat. America has 5% of the world's population, and America uses 60% of the world's drugs. America is a very drugged-up nation, whether it be medical drugs, pharmaceuticals, or illegal drugs, casual drugs like marijuana.
It's easy alcohol's to abuse a drug. All of them, yeah.
Alcohol's a drug. So we just wanted to talk about that today. We in ministry, we deal with a lot of these people. We want to help them, but they're caught in the snare of Satan. They're caught in depression. They're caught in darkness, physical addiction. I mean, these people that try to break these, they end up shaking and going into the DTs and all of that. And it's just a terrible, terrible thing to see happen to God's creation.
Amen. But you know what? God is so merciful.
Amen.
There's hope for anybody who's seeking Him, and I'm proof that if you seek Him, no matter what, you keep pressing through and seeking Him, you're going to find Him.
Yeah, and I said to this man, young man today, and he looked at me, and I said, there's hope for you. I said, but you got to turn to Christ. You got to repent. You got to want it. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's hope, you know. But he was kind of out of it. But, praise God. We have the gospel to get to tell them and shine the light.
Amen.
Never know what.
Oh, I was going to say, you never know. God can use some of the words that can come back and echo at a later date. And they may not remember who or what was said, but it can be within them.
Yeah, I loved it. He tucked it into his jeans pocket. And I said, read it tomorrow when you're sober. You'll find it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully he does that. He can reach out. And so watch out for that. In the culture, it's going to be worse and worse in the last days.
Oh, yeah.
Drugs, pharmakia, sorcery. Let's just go there real quick with all the stuff with Harry Potter and Halloween and magic and witchcraft. They said witchcraft is the fastest growing religion.
How about this one? AI.
AI, yep. They're going to be using all kinds of mind-altering things, putting chips in your brain to... Yeah, now they got stuff they're putting in your brain that your brain can talk to your computer.
Virtual reality.
Virtual reality, all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's all magic, witchcraft, and some of it's tied into drugs, some of it isn't, but it all alters your mind and takes you away from the simplicity in Christ.
And a sound mind.
Yeah, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave right there. We hope that edified you. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. We got to have a couple more studies and teaching down there. I think Brother Koo and I are going to be doing 1 Corinthians 7, I think, tonight. And then check out the post we did on flying signs. And we have a new article up on Hebrew Roots Exposed. We'll link that up there. So all kinds of good stuff. Pouring out truth. Why? Fill your mind up with the good things of God.
Yes.
Flush out the darkness, the sin, and worldliness.
Amen. If you're filled up with the Lord, there's no room for any of that other stuff.
Amen. And it all comes via the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. All right, till tomorrow. Supposed to have another rainy day. We got a weather. We got lots to do.
Oh, yeah. Always.
We love you all.
May God be praised.